Al-Bayan Radio presents A Journey to the Hereafter, presented by Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. We are up to, and this is in no particular order, the 45th minor sign from the signs of the Day of Judgment. And this 45th minor sign that's in the order of the book is kathratu nisa'i wa qillatu rijal, the increase in numbers of women and the decrease in numbers of men, to the extent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every 50 women, there will only be one person looking after their affairs, one man looking after their affairs. And this hadith, there's many explanations from the ulama. Again, these are explanations, these aren't concrete or certain answers, because they're working the ijtihad, because it's all in the knowledge of the unseen. So some said that it is due to the immense wars that will happen, and so the men go out and fight, and because they die or they get arrested, etc., then this would lead to their women, their wives, their daughters, etc., not having someone to look after them. And so you might have only one man in the family looking after all of these women, the cousins, the aunties, the nieces, etc. So the increase in women and the decrease in men. Also from the minor signs of the Day of Judgment is إِشَاعَةُ الْكَذِبُ وَكَثْرَةُ, for there to be widespread lying and it being spread to the extent the Prophet ﷺ says, people will say things that neither you nor your fathers have heard. And unfortunately, this is something that we see at least some of today, especially with social media, people talking, people saying things, people coming with things that has never been heard. It's not in any book, but subhanAllah, people spread it anyway. And how bad it is when it comes to someone attributing something to the deen or to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not from it. Also, from the minor signs of the Day of Judgment, is that a man will wish that he actually dies because of the tests and the trials and the tribulations that they're going through. So the extent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person will go past a grave and he will wish that he was the person in the grave. And this, subhanAllah, again, these are a lot of signs that we're really seeing today with the people's depression and anxiety and the hatred that they have for life, and they don't see that hope. And the human being, Allahu alam, if he's been in this state previously where there's so much corruption and trials and tribulation, and at the same time blessings from the opening of the dunya, and at the same time numbing of the mind like there is in movies and series and on their phone, etc., where a person, he goes through in one hour so many different emotions, and he becomes so confused that he just hates life because he doesn't know, is he upset, is he angry, is he happy? His emotions are constantly changing. And the Prophet said he will wish, and he walked past a grave, and he will wish that he was the one in that grave. And it's part of human nature to not like death. This is part of human nature. A person doesn't like death. So you can see that it's a sign from the Sunday of Judgment when a person actually wants to die because of all the trials and calamities that are happening. Even just on this point, and we know that we haven't been explaining much of the signs, but some of these, subhanAllah, are very relevant to our time. It is attributed to Ibn Mas'ud, the famous companion of the Prophet ﷺ, that he said, if a time would come where people, or a time would come because of the calamities happening, that if the people were to see death for sale, they would buy it. Imagine. سَيَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ زَمَانٌ لَوْ وَجَدَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتَ يُبَاعُ لَشْتَرَاهُ. SubhanAllah. A time will come where if one of you see death being sold, you would have bought it. Why? Because of the calamities. And you see people with the euthanasia debates, etc. They're, subhanAllah, falling into this. Exactly as was predicted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, based on this hadith. Another sign from the signs of the Day of Judgment is that the people, the older people, will start to dye their beards black. And this is obviously not allowed in Islam. Or not just their beards, but their white hair in general, for them to dye it black. We know that in Islam, the person is allowed to dye their hair or their beard with henna or anything else, as long as it's a halal product. They're allowed to dye their hair, brown, a dark red, some people do, whatever it is, as long as it's halal and acceptable, then there's no problem in dyeing a person's hair, especially the grey hairs and to make the hair nice and strong and healthy. But what's not allowed and what the Prophet did tell us to stay away from is a sawad, which Tani was sawad, and stay away from the black dye. Why? Because this is lying to the people. And if you look at a person who has a white beard and you were to actually dye his beard black, you would not be able to tell how old this person is. And when you see them with their white beard, you look at them, he's maybe 65, 70, 75. And then when they dye it black, you start to actually look at the person as if he's only 40 or 45 years old. And this is a form of cheating, especially if this person goes to get married. This is a form of cheating, or even the woman. A woman might have grey hairs, and so she looks older. But then when she dyes her hair black, she looks a lot younger than what she is. Whereas with the other types of dye, the person doesn't look as natural. It's known that what they have in their hair is dye. It's not their, generally speaking, it's not their natural hair color. And so, okay, they dye their hair, but it's not as cheating because the person knows that this is not their natural hair color, whereas the black, it's different. And if you to look at the black itself and why, or one of the wisdoms why it's not allowed to be used because of that cheating factor, and then you look at, subhanAllah, all of the other types of, you know, cosmetic surgeries that are done today to make a person look younger. You know, from Botox and from, puffing up the lips, etc., stretching the skin, all of these types of things, if they're done, especially with the intention of cheating a person or lying to a person or to attract the opposite gender, etc., then all of these, of course, becomes a means for a person to do haram, and so they're not allowed. Alhamdulillah, we have gone through the majority of minor signs of the Day of Judgment. There are only approximately 10 left. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this series and bless this episode and allow the people to use it as a means of knowledge and enlightenment, and allow them to use this knowledge as to be a means of benefit to them by implementing what they need to implement from their religion, and by preparing for a day that will make the young, sinless child grow grey hairs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and I and our families. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.